This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Newly appointed Home Minister Sudhan Gurung and Minister for Science, Technology and Innovation Mahabir Pun take the oath of office and secrecy. Meetings of both houses of federal parliament adjourned again due to obstruction by opposition parties. Remittance inflows increased by 41% during the first 10 months of the current fiscal year. And U.S. launches strikes in Iran following helicopter incident in Strait of Hormuz. Now the news in detail. Sudhan Gurung has been reappointed as Minister for Home Affairs following a cabinet reshuffle by Prime Minister Balendra Shah. President Ramchandra Podel administered the oath of office and secrecy to Gurung and newly appointed Minister for Science, Technology and Innovation Mahabir Pun at a special ceremony held at Sheetal Nivas yesterday. Home Minister Gurung, a Rashtriya Swatantra Party lawmaker elected from Gorkha 1, had earlier resigned after questions were raised regarding his property details. A government investigation committee submitted its report, which was endorsed by the cabinet earlier yesterday, paving the way for his reappointment. After assuming office, Minister Gurung announced a series of decisions, including the formation of a special task force to study whether criminal cases related to the Zenzi uprising can be withdrawn. He also directed a review of previous investigation reports into the Narayanhiti Royal Palace massacre and announced plans to establish a sensitive information vigilance team within security agencies. He further pleaded to strengthen the Central Investigation Bureau and expedite investigations into serious economic and organized crimes. Meanwhile, Minister for Science, Technology and Innovation Mahabir Pun assumed office at Singha Darbar and pleased to accelerate the development of science and technology. He said efforts would be carried out round the clock and added that he intends to remain in office for no more than 3 years to lay a strong foundation for future generations. Both houses of the federal parliament were adjourned yesterday again after opposition parties continued their protests, disrupting proceedings. In the House of Representatives, opposition lawmakers, including the main opposition party Nepali Congress, obstructed the meeting, demanding a response over Prime Minister Balendra Shah's May 31st remarks on Nepal-India border issues, prompting Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal to adjourn the House until 11 a.m. today. In the National Assembly, continued protest by opposition lawmakers led Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal to postpone the meeting until 1:15 p.m. till the 12th of June. Chair Dahal stressed the need for greater consultation between the government and political parties and urged the government to address the issues promptly, warning that repeated disruptions were affecting the country and people. The cabinet meeting yesterday endorsed the Civil Service 16th Amendment Regulation 2083 and formed a 9-member ad hoc committee led by Vishal Bhandari to improve the leadership and management of the Nepal Red Cross Society. It also approved the use of national forest areas for 4 hydropower projects and received the report of a committee investigating former Home Minister and House of Representative member Sudhan Gurung. During the meeting, ministers also discussed measures to promote and expand the market for products of the state-owned Dairy Development Corporation, DDC, with Agriculture, Forest and Environment Minister Geeta Chaudhary urging priority for DDC products to protect domestic dairy production and support farmers' interest. The remittance inflows increased by 41.2% to 1.92 trillion rupees during the first 10 months of the current fiscal year 2025-26, compared to a 13.3% rise in the same period last year, according to Nepal Rashtra Bank. During the mid-April to mid-May alone, remittance inflows stood at 257.49 billion rupees. In U.S. dollar terms, remittances rose 33% to $13.26 billion during the review period. Meanwhile, net secondary income or net transfers reached 2.09 trillion rupees, up from 1.48 trillion rupees recorded in the corresponding period of the previous fiscal year. The Ministry of Information and Communications says most of the programs under the government's 100-point governance reform agenda have been completed and have now entered the implementation phase. Reviewing the progress yesterday, the ministry stated that reform-oriented initiatives aimed at ensuring simple, transparent, and result-based service delivery are being implemented gradually. Minister Dr. Bikram Timilsina instructed concerned agencies to speed up implementation and resolve any obstacles through coordination to meet set deadlines. According to the ministry, a committee formed under the Business Process Re-engineering Program has completed preliminary work and proposed measures to remove procedural delays and improve service delivery. Likewise, the ministry added that postal services are being transformed into a government courier service with home delivery of government documents already operational in 62 districts and expansion underway in remaining districts. Similarly, services such as transport of health samples, driving license distribution and academic certificate delivery are being expanded, while some programs including national ID card distribution and SIM card services are awaiting supplies from concerned agencies. The government is preparing to introduce a new modality of the health insurance scheme from the upcoming fiscal year. Health and Food Safety Minister Nisha Mehta said the government will relaunch the program to make it more effective and citizen-centered. Speaking at a discussion on health insurance reforms organized by the Prime Minister's Secretariat yesterday, Minister Mehta stressed the need to clear all outstanding health insurance payments within the month of Asar, warning that hospitals have raised concerns over possible service disruptions due to delayed payments. Prime Minister's Health Advisor Professor Dr. Jagdish Prasad Agrawal said funds collected from health taxes should no longer go into the general treasury and urged reforms including a strict referral system and stronger district hospitals. Health officials also highlighted the need for greater provincial involvement in health insurance management and the use of digital tools such as electronic medical records, artificial intelligence and biometric systems. In a separate decision, the ministry has taken action against 11 health institutions for failing to pay fees according to their bed capacity and has initiated the recovery of 17.8 million rupees, citing good governance and accountability concerns. Minister for Youth, Labour and Employment Ramji Yadav has announced that the next 10 years will be observed as the decade for promoting domestic employment. Addressing the 114th International Labour Organization Conference in Geneva, Labour Minister Yadav said a 10-year action plan has been prepared to create a productive and inclusive labour market for Nepali youth. The minister stressed the importance of tripartite cooperation and the ILO's role in ensuring human dignity and social justice amid emerging challenges posed by AI, climate change and changing labour dynamics. Egyptian ambassador to Nepal Sheriff Mostafa Al-Sayed Al-Diwani paid a courtesy call on Vice President Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav in Kathmandu yesterday, where they discussed strengthening long-standing bilateral relations. Vice President Yadav welcomed the resumption of the Nepal-Egypt bilateral consultation mechanism in Cairo and expressed hope for expanded cooperation while also extending National Day greetings to Egypt. The Egyptian ambassador reaffirmed commitment to further deepen ties between two countries. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The United States has carried out air and naval strikes on Iran following an incident in which a U.S. military helicopter was downed near the Strait of Hormuz. According to the BBC, U.S. Central Command said the strikes began at 17 U.S. Eastern Time on Tuesday, describing the operation as a proportional response to what it called unjustified Iranian aggression. It said Iranian air defense and radar systems were targeted and reported explosives along parts of the Persian Gulf Coast, including the Bandar Abbas and surrounding areas. The action followed U.S. claims that an Apache helicopter was brought down after a drone incident in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. President Donald Trump said the strikes were a response to the attack on the helicopter and warned of further action if necessary. However, Iranian officials have not confirmed responsibility for the incident, and Iranian media have acknowledged reports of the downed aircraft without claiming involvement. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi condemned the strikes, warning that Tehran would respond to any further attacks and calling on foreign forces in the region to withdraw to reduce risk of escalation. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, including Kosi province, while partly cloudy conditions are likely over the Tarai region today. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, at a few places in Madhes province and in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudar Paschim provinces, including one or two places in the Tarai region of Sudar Paschim province today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Newly appointed Home Minister Sudhan Gurung and Minister for Science, Technology and Innovation Mahabir Pun take the oath of office and secrecy. Meetings of both houses of federal parliament adjourned again due to obstruction by opposition parties. Remittance inflows increased by 41% during the first 10 months of the current fiscal year. And U.S. launches strikes in Iran following helicopter incident in Strait of Hormuz. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.